This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of August. One of the best ways to succeed in business is to help others succeed in business, especially when they are just getting started. One of the many examples of this from Franklin's life occurred in August of 1758, when he wrote an essay for the first issue of nephew Ben Macomb's new venture, the New England Magazine. Macomb ran a print shop in Boston, and Franklin sent him the fictional Letter from Father Abraham to His Beloved Son for the inaugural issue of the New England Magazine. This imaginary letter demonstrates the depth of Franklin's psychological insight and provides ample evidence that he would succeed as an executive coach. First, Franklin counseled readers to, quote, set apart a portion of every day for the purpose of self-examination. The properest time for this is when you're retiring to rest, he noted. Franklin advised not seeking only to discern the good that you did that day, but also, and especially, the faults of the day, asking God for pardon and strength. Franklin also advised choosing, quote, a friend or monitor who must be allowed the greatest freedom to remind you of your failings and to point out remedies. On August 27th, 1783, Franklin witnessed the first recorded balloon flight while in Paris. A fabric balloon, 12 feet in diameter, was filled with hydrogen, created by pouring sulfuric acid on iron filings. Throughout the course of the day, an estimated 50,000 people gathered to witness the tethered balloon and its cutting loose at 5 p.m. When the cord was cut, the balloon disappeared into the clouds within 2.5 minutes. It was found 1 hour later, about 15 miles away, having burst from overexpansion at high altitudes. The event electrified the French scientific community, and the race was on to launch the first manned balloon flight. It occurred in November, and Franklin witnessed it as well. In the late August pages of his 1757 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin taught his readers that great almsgiving lessens no man's living. He frequently gave money to all manner of projects and institutions throughout his life. One of his best gifts occurred at his death. In his will, he set aside £1,000 each for both Boston and Philadelphia, with the stipulation that the money could not be touched for 100 years while it earned interest. His wishes were honored, and a century later, Boston's gift was worth $400,000, and the funds were used to found a trade school, the Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology. Philadelphia used their funds to establish the Franklin Institute, still a top-notch science museum. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.